to From Passion to Purpose, the podcast where we dive deep into the inspiring world of nonprofit organizations and the incredible individuals who lead them. I'm your host, Shama, and I'm thrilled to take you on this journey of exploration and discovery. We all have moments when we strongly desire to make a positive impact, give back to our community, and change the world for better. For many, that desire evolves into a passion, a driving force that compels us to take action. This podcast is about the journey from the initial spark of passion to the fulfillment of a higher purpose. So let's jump in and begin our exploration. I'm here with Sarvinder. She is the founder of Trail Bliss. Welcome, and please tell us a little bit about you and your nonprofit.
Oh, thank you, Shama. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. So I started Trail Bliss last year. This has been going on in my mind for quite some time. I wanted to start something which has where I can put in my passion for outdoors, as well as my philosophy that how nature has tremendous healing power. And by getting outside, spending time in nature, and being a bit more mindful when we are outside, that can really do wonders for our overall health. We do most of our outdoors today are very much faced towards, you know, they are more targeted for our physical health. We think that we are going out, we're doing this hike, we're going climbing this mountain. It's all for the physical health. Whereas getting outside, being in nature has so much emotional health benefit, mental health benefit. And that's where this idea of Trail Bliss came about.
I'm always fascinated to learn what drives someone to start their own nonprofit. And because I think you have sort of a tech background, right?
Yes, I have. I don't know if it is just the tech background. I got a blend of background. I started my major in college was botany. So that made me very interested in all the trees and whatnot in the natural world. And then later on, I ended up doing getting into computers when the computer revolution was going on back in India. And yes, and after that, the MBA, I did my MBA. I became a project manager. I was a project manager for many years, but it's just that travel, you know, traveling around the world and traveling mostly when we go and we travel the world. My whole idea is I'm not too much the cultural travel. It's always the nature travel, which more attracts me, which fascinates me more. So we end up doing more of exploring the world on your foot. That's the best way for me, exploring the world. So that's the outdoors. It's always been there. So it's nothing that I cannot say that Trail Bliss was, something happened and it just came out from an aha moment. It was more of a evolution of the idea that, you know, it's just so beautiful. And then when 2020 happened, that's when I truly realized in my bones, the benefit of being out, the nature which is around us. Just spending about, you know, 1 hour a day outside was such a big difference it made. And that is what I wanted to share with the rest of the people. And hence this whole idea just taken a shape and came about, the Trail Bliss came about. Yes, but yeah, so now my entire, like, the background is kind of helpful. Having a tech that helps me getting things in place. And yes, so it has been a blend of background.
Well, you know, starting a nonprofit, and what some of the challenges you encountered?
So for me personally, the challenge was more like I didn't have lots of funds to get hire a lawyer or something. So for me, the lot of time was, especially 22, when we put together and we registered it as a licensed it. since then, I was trying to understand what are the things we need to do. So finding all the resources, trying to understand how to run it, what is the pros and cons of getting 501c to getting officially, you know, like tax exempt and all that. So those were some of the areas where the know-how, understanding what is to done and how to do. And the second challenge which I faced was trying to find people, like-minded people who can join, you know, as a board members, and we can have a good solid support of someone who can run Trailblaze along with me. Because being a 501c, you gotta have, you know, the requirements to have your board. So that was the biggest challenge for me, to finding right kind of a people to start with.
So to let the listeners know that I met you during one of your weekend long retreat. And so would love for you to kind of describe some of the different types of activities that Trailblaze does for the community.
So our main, or you can say the focus area is, as I said, that we would like to connect people with nature in mindful ways. So that always going to be our focus area. So we offer hikes, and we try to do hikes at least twice a week. So we are, you know, the people who can make it during the weekend and people who can make it during the week. So those are the hikes we provide. And these are the mindful hikes. So telling people how to hike when you are hiking, be present, and, you know, to do it, to have that time for themselves, not to just talking with each other and all that. So that's what we're trying to encourage, to have that, try to build that connection with the nature and with yourselves, and have that time just exclusively for you when you're on hikes. And then we do some yoga during the hike, and the guided yoga. That's what is the major focus. We're, you know, getting people out. And we also provide mindfulness program, which is now, we used to have them 8 week long programs, but we are revising it so more people can make the time commitment is easier to make, since 8 weeks sometimes gets a bit challenging. So we are revising it to make it 5 week long. And that program also will be offered in 2024. We are planning to offer it free to all the community, whoever wants to do that. So those will be free of cost. For retreat, where I met you, we had a chance to meet each other, that is what is our revenue stream. That's how we make sure that we have enough funds to continue doing what we're doing, because we have a lot of aspirations right now. We would like to have, you know, include, make it more inclusive, add it, like, you know, so the people who cannot afford the gear, or, you know, they cannot buy those expensive things, just to try it out. So we can probably help them, sponsor them. And at the same time, for retreat also, I would like to expand it to the women. So our retreats are women only right now. And I think I am going to keep it like that for some time. I'm not sure when we are going to open it for everyone, but yes, in the coming years, it'll be women only. It is a safe place for women to come and to enjoy that sisterhood while they are learning about mindfulness, all these tools and techniques which they can take back home. And based on the feedback, we have extended our retreats by one more night, one more day. So they are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So 3 days they get to truly retreat. So retreats are, again, focused only on fundamentals, nothing ornamental. So we don't do any fluff thing. It's just the core of mindfulness and the core of yoga. And trying to, again, the focus there is connection. Connect with yourself, connect with your nature, you know, your surrounding, and connect with other people, and connect it with the full intention. So everything is based on intention. Because, you know, we are so, so lucky to be in this place where we are in the PNW. we have so many mountains, so many trails all around us. Why not?
A listener might wonder, like, what type of skills they would need for these hikes. And, you know, is it for, you know, beginners or somebody who's hiked before?
So we always encourage the beginners, the people who have never gone out earlier, so they feel safety of the group and they understand where they're going. They do not, because sometimes, you know, over here, depending on the season, when you're doing a hike, there are lots of things which you probably, if you're doing it for the first time, you might not be aware. You may not know about the what kind of nutrition, what kind of hydration, and the, you know, the your gear, basic gear, whether it is summer or winter or spring. We have all these different seasons, so every season demands different kind of a preparation. So they may not be aware of that if they are just getting out first time or very recently. So we encourage all the levels to join us. Especially, I am more focused on the beginners, the people who really want to get out, but they do not know how to start and where to start. So we have lots of hikes which are more focused on them. So it's not about how many miles you're going to cover, how much elevation it's going to be there. When we are hiking at a very relaxed pace. So as I said, there is no goal. That will come only when you get out. Without thinking that, oh, I must do this thing. I must hike this many miles and this much. So we just go there and it is at a very good, nice, relaxed pace. No one is left behind. So, and everyone is welcome. If there is some hike, which is a little bit strenuous, once in a while we do that. People who have been hiking with us for many, like several times, then they ask to go for a little bit, like, you know, make it a little challenging. So we do that and I let everyone know that it is a bit challenging so people are aware. But yes, most of our hikes are always geared for the beginner so they can join us, they can learn how to get out, they understand what the resources are. Because when we are hiking, I also try to cover, you know, like the basics of hiking, the etiquettes of hiking, because it's surprising to see that many people, they want to go out and they hike, but unintentionally, completely unintentional, that they do not know what the hiking etiquettes are. And so I just try to make sure that people understand. And when you're out there, you're hiking with the full knowledge, what are the leave no trace principles when you hike, when you are up there, what are the risks there on any hike, and how to mitigate them. Here, I'm an active volunteer with the King County Search and Rescue. So that knowledge also comes handy. When I started thinking about Trail Bliss, I was like, okay, the mountaineers.com.org, you know, the mountaineers, they're already here. They are here for so many years. There's like a wonderful organization. And what am I doing different? So when I started thinking about that, and then the thing was that, okay, our focus is going to be exclusively on mindfulness, you know, mindfulness in nature. That's what we do. We bring that and we more focus on the emotional health part of it. And we talk about more about the holistic health, the benefit of mental health and the emotional health being outdoors. That is what is going to be our focus. That's what is going to be make us different. So, because that's when your nonprofit will truly bring that value to the community. Because after all, it means, you know, after everything, when you see that nonprofit is basically someone is really driven, someone is looking that, oh, there is something I can do. I can bring this value to my community. And that's when you start. Try to find your people as soon as possible. That's very, very important. You gotta have a team. You gotta have someone who's there with you. Though you'll be doing the most of the work, but they are there to encourage you, to your cheerleaders. So you need that.
Finish this sentence for me. If money weren't a barrier, our nonprofit would...
We will provide, we'll do some mindfulness retreats completely, you know, like there will be no barrier to the money barrier. I would like to give it to the women who really need that retreat in their life, but they cannot afford it. So I'll make it completely 100%, you know, the sponsorship for them to come and, you know, enjoy and to experience that mindfulness and its benefit. They can also experience that weekend off, not weekend, like the 3 days of literally like, you know, sitting and renewing and going inside and spending that time in introspection. That would be the thing.
Yeah, and I'll think even bigger. How about owning your own retreat center?
Oh yes, definitely. You are talking even bigger than that. Yes, that would be wonderful to have our own retreat center where I can do more of free yoga. So right now I try to do the yoga free with other organization and for other people as an individual, but that will be wonderful to give, you know, access to people that there is a free and probably, you know, means now you're talking and now you're getting my wheels are getting started spinning. Yes, why not, you know, have a community where I can gather other people who are also love to share their love of yoga and their love of mindfulness with other people. So we can bring them together and we can offer all of us at one place where anyone can go and come and learn those skills. I am trying to give some options to people to do how to do, the backpacking trips. Some of those trips, like just one night kind of a thing, just to give them what it feels like to spend a night in the woods, in the wilderness, but they don't have gear. So it will be wonderful if I get that money, I can have a little gear library, or maybe perhaps give them, if I don't have the gear library, definitely I would like to enable them so they can rent all the stuff which is required and can see that, experience that, is it for them or not.
I do believe if you put it out into the universe, it makes it back. So.
Absolutely. Now I've said that. Yeah. Thank you for asking that question, Jama.
And finally, how can the community support you?
The community can support me by getting out, coming to those hikes and just experience that, you know, experience that mindfulness as they are hiking there. And especially women, I would really like those women to come over and join our retreats. I try to keep it as affordable as possible right now. So I would love them to join us on a retreat, because retreat is the one which funds our organization right now. I do not do any fundraising, and we don't do any fundraising right now. The donations are also the hikers, when they feel like to donate, they donate. We don't ask them, because we like to provide hikes free of cost to everyone. So yes, that's how the community can support, by spreading the name, by letting other people, their friends and family know, and coming out and hiking with us.
Well, I will definitely put the link to your website with this podcast and encourage folks to go out and also donate so others can participate in some of these activities too.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, we will soon be having an option where our community members can sponsor women for the retreat.
Thank you so much for spending the time with me and sharing about this wonderful organization. And I need to look at the calendar again and would love to come out and join the hike.
Thank you so much, Shama. It was so nice talking to you. Yeah.
Same here.
Thanks.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. Also, now available nonprofit fundraising Lessons from the Trenches, authored by me. You can find it on Amazon or go directly to my website, caseforsupportconsulting.org. And hope this book will be a great guide to help you elevate your cause. Thank you, and we'll see you. see you again on From Passion to Purpose.